Vitayu, welcome to this week's feature presentation from Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Pavlina, producer and host of Nash Holos, which airs weekly on AM and FM radio in Vancouver and Nanaimo, British Columbia, and of course, online. You can find program information, broadcast times, and links to the live streams and podcasts at our website, www.nashholos.com. But now, sit back, relax, and enjoy this feature interview, which was recently broadcast on the show.
Добрий день. This is Volodymyr Valkov from Lviv, Ukraine, and I would like to bring to you my opinion piece about the dangerous events that are currently affecting Ukraine, my home country. Russia is manipulating the population in Crimea and eastern parts of Ukraine. It is creating panic through its propaganda machine. There is no fascism in Ukraine. There are no neo-Nazis. There are no extremists who have supposedly seized control of the central government in Kyiv. There is no threat to Russian-speaking population or Russian citizens, except that which might, but of course hopefully not, be created by the Russian government itself. There are even protests by Russians in Moscow against the Russian intervention of Ukraine. Russia, but more correctly to say, Mr. Putin, drunk with power and ashamed at losing his game in Kyiv, is only thinking about his personal imperial ambitions of wanting to be a modern-day Tsar. This is it. He is not thinking about the people. Power, not people, is on Putin's mind. This conflict is the result of Putin's aggression. Just look at the way people live in Transnistria or Pridnestrovia, and the consequences of Russian so-called peacekeeping there. I have been there twice, and I'm still shocked at the way that place has been stuck in time, in the worst Soviet time. Putin's thinking is working only along KGB lines, and that leaves millions of people in Russia and other areas of the world voiceless, penniless, and defenseless. Ukraine's diversity is an asset. You can speak any language you want here. Ukrainians are proud to have Russians, Jews, Tatars, Armenians, and other nationalities as part of the modern Ukrainian statehood. But for Russia, diversity has always been a liability, a weakness to their population and mind control that is based on intimidation and economic deprivation. Democracy in Ukraine is another strategic threat to Russia, because it is afraid of public dissent and bottom-up empowerment of its people. That is why Russia, namely Putin himself, is orchestrating provocations and his so-called peacekeeping mission to suppress the departure of Ukraine from Russia's authoritarian orbit. Putin's intervention is about power and control, not about people. Putin's control in Crimea and parts of Ukraine will only bring more destitution and poverty, as his track record convincingly shows. Ukraine is yet again trying to leave from Russia's corrupt influence, to build a democratic future for all of its citizens, regardless of language, origin, religion, ethnicity, or any other basis. Mr. Putin, on the other hand, is desperately trying to hold on to his imperial territorial ambitions, to show the world he is in control. That is why he can't give up his chase after Ukraine. Power-thirsty Putin wants to be able to handpick Ukrainian political leaders, and has been doing so in the past. He has prevented Ukraine's accession to NATO and hijacked Ukraine's association with the EU. He objects to Ukraine's membership in the EU and calls Ukraine an artificial state. He has applied sanctions and shut off gas supply to the brotherly Ukrainian nation. Corruption and intimidation are Putin's main allies wherever he operates. His geopolitical pride is such that he would rather see Ukraine become a corrupt desert than become a prosperous, democratic, and peaceful state whose future success could undermine his eternal rule. This is Volodymyr Valkov, specially for Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you'd like more podcast links, you'll find them at www.nashholos.com.